This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Well, it's a Friday before a long weekend, so we're anxious to get going and get out of here. So we're going to make this very quick, even quicker than usual.
I don't buy it for a second.
Well, that's true, because Andy is part of the podcast today.
Right.
A rare Friday that he joins us. Thanks for gracing
this
us with your
presence.
This is a rare
Friday. A very special podcast this week.
Right. And what we're going to talk about today?
Some might not believe it.
God only knows. No, we're going to actually look ahead. There's been a lot of optimistic reporting going on about the status of the lockout and a potential resolution on the horizon. So with that...
Although there's been some pessimistic
there
reporting.
There has been some pessimistic reporting as well. Right. Well, not as much.
But
I'd
you know us here at PFW. We
like
are
take,
optimists.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So with that, we're going to take a little bit of a look ahead, maybe getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but that's what we have to do with these podcasts in the middle of June, when there's at the end of June, when there's nothing to talk about. It's actually July now.
Jesus, he's babbling.
Had a Brian Lowe moment there for a minute. But anyway, once the
now
season...
Now on, Brian Lowe is going to have Eric Scalavino moments just from this point on.
No, he's not. So when football business does get back, that's what we're going to talk about today. What do we think the Patriots are going to approach first? Are they going to go after veteran free agents? Going to worry about signing their rookies? Are they going to go after rookie free agents? Where is the priority? Signing their own players? Where do we think the first order of business is going to be for this team once football business resumes?
Well, I think first order of business will be filling out the roster. So that's signing your rookies before camp, adding the priority rookie free agents who you may or may not have had some discourse with during the draft, or getting that in order. Then I think you target whatever you need to do internally in terms of Kevin Faulk, as he brought back some of those types of guys. Matt Light is obviously a priority.
So you're worried about the rookies first and then the veterans?
Well, I mean, it's all concurrently going on.
Yeah,
I think the biggest issue is, sure, you'd like to go get somebody, but you also have to make sure, this depending on when this ends, you need to be prepared to have a camp. You need to have your 80 bodies filled out at all the positions, so all this is going to need to happen at once, and those to me are important, because I don't actually believe they're going to be big players in free agency.
No.
So I don't think you're going to have the Bill Belichick on the doorstep of Tamba Ali, you know, at midnight on whatever day it opens. Mm-hmm. I think it's more filling out a roster. I think the biggest issue, though, and I think is Logan Mankins. I think the money-wise, the biggest issue will be, okay, you've told him, how can you do business if you don't know under what rules you're going to do business? Well, whenever the new league year starts, you'll know the rules of business. And maybe not day one or day two, but you need to go to Logan Mankins if you want him to be a Patriot and say, under the new rules, under this, under X, under Y, here's what we can do. Can we work something out? Can we get a five-year, X million-dollar contract? Because I don't think you want that hanging over this team heading into what is already going to be a crazy training camp and preseason and all that.
And he's kind of threatened that this season could start a lot,
right,
like last season did for him, where he sat out a few games. Paul,
his threats are useless.
You concur with Andy's
assessment? I agree with Andy that the number one priority is Logan Mankins, without question. They need to have some sort of resolution to that in their minds, if at the very least. Now, whether or not they're able to do something, I think they need to come to the conclusion, we are going to continue to try to re-sign him, or we're going to be content to let him play out as a franchise player, with the obvious caveat, assuming that there is tags and all that
right
stuff, remain part of the new CBA. I do think there's going to be a little bit of a lag between when they actually agree to a CBA and when the league year starts. So, in mm-hmm other words, mm-hmm, Andy's right. You're going to have an opportunity to sign, I think at least a day, to sign undrafted free agents and get 80 players on your roster and into camp, which will start probably a week later when the league year starts, mm-hmm, for free agency, you know, traditional free agency.
Yep.
There's going to, I think there'll be at least a 5-day period, but I'm saying probably closer to a week. And in terms of signing your draft picks, that can be happening while
right
you're doing all of this other stuff. But Andy's right. You got to get 80 guys on your roster ready for training camp when training camp opens. And to me, the number one priority other than that is Logan Mankins.
Right. And all that can be done because, well, I'm assuming in all likelihood, you'll be able to re-sign your own free agents, because the way the league years work is one new year continues into the next. So technically speaking, if they're kind of back in business, it would be you could sign Kevin Faulk or you could sign Matt Light because he's your free agent. He's still kind of playing out the previous tenure with your team.
Yeah, and real quickly.
And Jared Page, by the way.
Jared Page is an unrestricted free agent if the rules go back to normal, and that's what all signs are certainly pointing to.
I want him back.
I think
he's an intriguing player.
Eric and I talked about him on some previous roster podcast that you know you're not part of because you don't work anymore. But I do think one area that I think is sort of being overlooked, or I think kind of misrepresented a little bit by the media, the teams that have a lot of free agents, their own free agents. Heading into the lockout, I think are being deemed they haven't really handled it well. They allowed themselves. I think this is if you're going to have a year where you have a lot of key guys that are free agents, this is the year to have them, because I think the chances, as Andy pointed out earlier,
more likely that they'll resign.
Yes, because of options.
Right.
Yep. Teams are not going to be able to look into now. Everybody's going to lose players. There are going to be the Jets have just to go close to home. The Jets have a lot of important players that are free agents. They're not going to be able to retain them all. But I think they have a better chance of retaining more of the ones they want this year than they would under normal circumstances.
Do you think once the, you were talking about filling out the 80-man roster. Do you think because of these, the shortened window for going after veteran free agents, will we see more rookie free agents filling out the 80-man roster than we normally would have?
No.
If anything, I think it would go the other way.
I think the Patriots right now are counting draft picks are somewhere around 73.
Yeah. But there's probably a few guys in that mix that won't be.
Well, if you signed a few undrafted free agents and then you signed, as Eric was kind of alluding to, if you ended up with some unrestricted free agents, veteran free agents.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they will.
You'll probably let go of some of those practice squad types that you've had.
Right.
Or some of those futures contracts from last year. To make room if you know,
like
if
straight out of Crompton, better not,
exactly.
Buy.
Yeah.
He should rent.
Yeah.
So, but I, and obviously the biggest priority on everyone's mind, outside linebacker, pass rush.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think will remain a priority once the free agent period and trade period is done.
Unless you'd
be happy with a lower level guy added to the roster, what you see may be very well what you get for most of the year.
And they could always add T.O.
Sure.
Because, by all means, what everybody's looking for is a guy in his late 30s with a torn ACL.
Coming off certain major surgery.
Claims he's going to be ready in August.
I bet he will be.
Right.
I wonder why.
He's got a good hyperbaric chamber.
Okay.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this podcast. It's 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys all have a good and safe one.
You too.
With the kids. Next Friday, we're all pretty much going to be on vacation, so you're not going to get a podcast from us. But the next week could be exciting because that could be the week, if you believe the reports, that a lot of this labor stuff starts to go down. So make sure you tune in for that, because on PFW in Progress and on the podcast, we'll have plenty to talk about. So until then, enjoy the holiday week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Make God thy gold refine. This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.